Africans mark the end of the slave trade. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. 200 years ago, on March 25, 1807, Britain banned the trade in slaves from Africa. Africans marked this anniversary on Sunday with a special ceremony in Ghana, from where British slave ships transported countless numbers of innocent black Africans to the USA. Descendants of these slaves gathered at one of the most infamous trading posts, Fort Elmina, known as the Door of No Return. They remembered the tens of millions who crossed the Atlantic, many perishing in barbaric conditions, to provide free labour in the New World. Ghana's president, John Kafur, gave a speech recalling their suffering. "Through this dark era of human history, the human spirit could not be broken," he said. He added, "Man should never descend to such low depths of inhumanity to man as the slave trade ever again." Many other dignitaries read speeches at the somber ceremony. South Africa's jazz legend Hugh Masekela blamed the slave trade for Africa's current economic and social woes. "We have seen the manipulation, the impoverishment of Africa. That is proof of the effects of slavery. There is no price, no price for what has been done," he said. British Prime Minister Tony Blair sent a recorded message expressing deep sorrow and regret for Britain's role in the slave trade. However, he did not offer a formal apology for his nation's dark role 2 centuries ago. Ghanaian poet Kofi Anyidoho lamented that the world has not learnt the lessons of slavery, saying, "The traffic in human beings is clearly not over. There are no boats to anchor next to a slave fort, but people are being forced into a form of enslavement all over the world."